When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey folks, it's Dana here. Make sure you go out and pick up a copy of my latest book, Grace Canceled, available at booksellers everywhere. You can also visit danaradio.com or danalash.com and make your purchase there. If you haven't tried Super Beet Soft Chews, you are missing out. Super Beet Soft Chews are a delicious snack you can take on the go and support your heart health. Super Beets Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beet Soft Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beets Chews. Get your Super Beets Chews today at danasbeets.com, and when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's danasbeets.com to get a free bag of Super Beets Soft Chews when you purchase 2. danasbeets.com.
About getting back to normal, you said you wanted to get back to normal as soon as possible. Will we truly get back to normal in this country before there's an actual vaccine that's available to everybody? How do you start lifting the restrictions safely?
Yeah, well John, if back to normal means acting like there never was a coronavirus problem, I don't think that's going to happen until we do have a situation where you can completely protect the population. But when we say getting back to normal, we mean something very different from what we're going through right now. Because right now we are in a very intense mitigation. When we get back to normal, we will go back gradually to the point where we can function as a society.
That's Dr. Fauci yesterday. I watched the press conference yesterday, and I've liked some of the other things that they've said better. Just put it like that. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on to Facebooks, and all 3 hours simulcast on Pluto TV, channel 248 via the first, as well as YouTube, Facebook. Find me on Twitter at DLash. DanaLash.com. I have a new piece up there that gets into one of the big things we're going to dive into. Peter Hassan had found a Washington Free Beacon piece, and I did some background research on the guy who owns Phoenix TV, the company that employs the woman who asked the president a question yesterday at that press conference. She didn't ask him a question. She stated pro-communist China propaganda. So we're gonna talk about that at the bottom of the hour, because I did a lot of I really dug into the guy who owns that company. Found out, because the guy who owns that company, interestingly enough, Communist Party member, all this, yeah, there's a lot there. So we're going to get into that. And then later on in the show, we're going to have Mike Lindell on, Mr. Pillow, as it is.
Yeah.
I said it correctly.
That's CNN.
Instead of Pillow. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Pillow will join us. Did you see his tweet the other day, by the way? It's epic. It is epic. We'll talk about that with him, because he responded to all his haters yesterday in a very, very nice way. It was pretty funny. All right. So where we are at now is Dr. Fauci says that I have 2 headlines that this might be the new normal. Actually, I have 5 headlines, but the 2 pretty much summarize it. And some scientists say that normal life is not going to resume until 2021, until we get back to our daily lives. We have to have this Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, etc. And that one doctor who is with he's the president of the Federation of American Scientists, had said, and he is an expert in virology, cell biology, etc., that we're going to have to continue these stay-at-home orders. He says, this is what this one scientist says, for I suspect through the end of May or perhaps sometime in June. I'm going to just say, oh, hell no. And he says, you know, we have to have the vaccine. And then Dr. Fauci said that it's we're never going to return to what was considered normal before. Okay, guys, come on. I'm so done with this. I think I realize that people, so many people out there think so remedially, and that the people who read with pictures, I have to baby step them into understanding the nuance, because heaven forbid I just conduct a radio show like a normal thinking person. No, I have to baby step certain people, certain drive-by into the understanding the nuance of the situation. You can like somebody and then disagree with them still.
What?
No way. So, I'm sorry, but no on this one. The way that I look at this is, we've been in our house, and I'm not downplaying it. I have, I understand the seriousness of the situation. I have one of my dearest friends whose family is dealing with a loss because of this. So get real, don't insult me and yourself. I'm really sassy about this. I told my oldest son this last night, because he's a good kid, and I get it that it's stressful on them. But can you get a reality check? I told my son, I said, you know what? You need to toughen up. Your grandfather, at your age, actually, he was younger than you, lied about his age to go and serve in the military after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And he was gone for multiple tours. And when he came back, he met, when he was on leave, and married a woman. And then when he came back again, they had a baby. And then a drunk driver killed his entire family. And he started over with my grandmother. The baby survived, and he had to leave his daughter to go back to serve on the USS Alabama. And that is not just one exception to this. That's like every single person that I know from that generation did something like that, right? Like one of my great grandmothers, after her husband, and this was World War One, or no, was it World War Two? She went into the factories, and she was a riveter. She was one of those women. We have a picture of her with her kerchief on her head. And left her kids with relatives, you know, out in the Ozarks, and went up to the cities to work in the factory. So I told my son, I'm like, you know what? I've actually been longer than him. I've been in the house for 4 weeks. I'm on a month now. Next week will be my fifth week. And I said, it's tough right now, but this is for a couple of months. To act like this is going to change the entirety of life in the United States. The only thing that it should change is how we deal, A, with China. B, maybe our media will stop trying to use politics to undercut the administration when they're making good decisions that save lives. I'm not quite sure that this is on par with some of the stuff. Look, it's huge. But I'm sorry, from what I know from my grandparents and what I've heard of my great-grandparents, the stuff they went through, that was messed up. Messed up. How in the world are you going to go back and you're going to serve if your entire family's killed by a drunk driver and you're going to go back to, well, I mean, he was a gunner, so I'm sure he had some motivation now after that, but good night. And so the reason that I bring this up is because the idea that we're never going to get back to normal and, you know, we may never get back that way, That's hyperbole. Now, for some families, yes. My friend's family who lost a member of their family, their immediate family, it's going to be different for them. But the idea that the entirety of the United States is going to change because of this. When you say stuff like that, you feed conspiracy theorists. You feed the people who think that you're some like New World Order dude, and all these people are New World Order people, and they want to rewrite the economic structure of the United States and take care of the boomers. That's what, I mean, honestly, do you know why? I see when stuff like this is discussed in this manner, that's what I see online. And that's what they cite. It's hyperbole. Just be realistic. We don't sit here and be like, well, the world, everything's going to change. No, stop. And like I told my son, because my son hears this stuff. And he's like, what does that mean? Everything's going to be entirely different? I'm like, no, stop it. No. Let's get real. Yes, we're in our house. First off, be glad that you're in your house. Be glad that you're able, that you have a place and that you can shelter in your home. Be glad that you have your family with you. Now, I hear all these people that have forever talked about having family time. Looks like some of y'all's prayers were answered, so let's not take it for granted here. Well, everybody needs to quit. Look, on this stuff, it's just so doom and gloom, and I just don't think it needs to be that way. Correct me if I'm wrong, King, but I don't think I am.
Nope.
And this one scientist going, well, normal life isn't going to resume. What is normal life? I'm going to quote Doc Holliday from Tombstone. There is no normal life, Wyatt. There's just life. You get on with it. The end. All right, so I wanted to get that out of the way because I want to get into also the IG thing. I'm going to get into that secondly because I have two huge stories that I want to hit for you today. The Kristen Grimm, the IG. I was looking into some of that because the president went off on John Carl yesterday. And I know Jonathan Carl. I've known him. I've met him before. We've done ABC together. And he's a good reporter. I like him. I think that he has a political persuasion, but I do think that he tries to suppress it. And when I hear him ask questions or when I see him ask a question, I will pay attention to it. And I realize that for the president, look, it can be tough because you're facing a bunch of people. You even got a Communist Party member in there, and quite frankly, the CPC person in the press thing yesterday, I couldn't really differentiate between them and some of the other reporters that are there every single day asking questions. So you can understand why the president would feel that way. Audio soundbite. Do I want to go for 29 first or 28 first? Because, no, let's go 28. 28, this is when Jonathan Carl was asking from ABC. He was asking the president about Kristen Grimm, who is an inspector general who wasn't just there for the Obama administration. She was there for Bush as well. She's been there for a long time. And she recently took over a higher job. Some people were saying that she was promoted by Trump. That's not really how that works, but I understand that you have a narrative you're trying to feed. But I want you to listen to this exchange first.
Coming up.
How long has that person been in government?
Did serve in the previous administration.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Oh, I see. You didn't tell me that, John. You didn't tell me that. Did serve in the previous administration. You mean the Obama administration. Thank you for telling me that. See, there's a typical fake news deal.
You asked me when she was appointed. I told you when she was appointed.
You're a third-rate reporter, and what you just said is a disgrace, okay? You asked me, you said, sir, just got appointed. Take a look at what you said. Now, I said, when did this person, how long in government? Well, it was appointed in the Obama administration. Thank you very much, John.
Sir.
Thank you very much. You will never make it. Go ahead, please.
He was mad yesterday. Now, two things here. I like Jonathan Carl, and I also see where Trump's coming from. This is the way I look at the press. And I will say John Carl has been a little bit more stringent than most. Who is the reporter that he attacked in his book? He blasted this dude in his book. He was a member of the White House Press Correspondents Association. He's in the press room, and he had a book out where he was really taking issue with some of the bad reporting. I think that maybe sometimes the president doesn't see that. However, at the same time, whenever you have bad media out there, and whenever you have bad questions, the problem with this is that there are so many people in the press, and there are certain good reporters in the press that don't say anything. And their silence is just looked at as complicity. I've covered media for longer than about 90% of the people out there talking about it. And, I mean, to the nth degree for over 10 years. And media bias particularly. And so from Trump's perspective, he's seen that this is Jonathan Carl. He hasn't been very vocal when there's been bad media malpractice, and especially with people like Gemma Costa and others. Carl has spoken up some, but I don't expect the president to know all of this stuff and know all the ins and outs and know all the political fighting in the White House Press Correspondents Association, because he's dealing with a damn pandemic. So let's get our priorities straight. I think he was hard on Carl there. I think he was hard on Jonathan Carl there. But at the same time, do I blame him? No. Do I blame someone who has been obliterated in the press with so many false accusations and so many biased stories? I say this as someone who has had so many stories made up about her, me. I had the press go back into my Twitter timeline 8 years to look for a tweet. They were trying to find garbage on me. And the only thing they could find was that I didn't like Neil Young. And every single damn media outlet from NBC to Newsweek wrote a huge story about it. And then they found him down at Austin for it wasn't City Limits, but and they got a quote from him about it. I know how the media operates. So, no, I don't blame him for reacting that way at all. Now, Kristen Grimm, she previously worked for Obama. She previously worked for Bush. And she's looking at, I think she's a political partisan. And I think that her report is a hack job. I've been reading everything about it. We'll talk more about it as well coming up. We got a lot to get into. We also have on the way headlines, and Mike Lindell will join us later on in the program.
Coronavirus fears. Canceling worship services, the U.S. Constitution and COVID-19. Depression and social distancing. How to keep yourself and the kids happy through quarantine. Listen to A Christian Response to Coronavirus on the Issues Etc. podcast. Just go to issuesetc.org/COVID or look for Issues Etc. in your favorite podcast app. A Christian Response to Coronavirus. issuesetc.org/COVID. Issues Etc.
Head to DanaRadio.com for the latest videos, blog posts, and podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
All right, let's get into some stuff here. So the exercise bike firm Peloton has stopped live classes. Fortunately, they have a kerprillion, which is 11 frillion. That's the, I know, in case you wondered, classes that they've already done that are archived. So I have, by the way, over at danalash.com, a way that you can go, because you can download their app. They do yoga, they do strength training. I do their strength training stuff and the cycle. So check it out. But their live classes aren't continuing, which I knew that was going to be just kind of like a matter of time for that. Moving on down the line here, Donald Trump Jr., he just tweeted it. He tweeted it, and I lost my ever-loving mind. Let me pull this up because I just lost it. He had tweeted about, I think it was more just to be entertaining. He was arguing against Joe Exotic's 22-year jail term because it is a little crazy, I think. And he had tweeted about, that seems a little extreme when he was looking at the 22-year sentence that Joe Exotic had received. Now, Joe Exotic's going to find out about that in prison, going to lose his mind. Also, a deer herd is roaming through Grand Rapids streets. Wood TV has that story. Kane thinks it's God just delivering food. Stick with us.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A higher caliber of talk. Get Dana on demand through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
DanaLash.com. So this exchange between this reporter from Phoenix TV and the president at the press conference yesterday was eye-opening. And you have to hear the beginning, the way that she started in on the question. And I say that because Trump was called a racist all last night because of the way that he handled this, the way that he responded to her. Well, then the truth comes out. You know, all the people that were saying that he was a racist, they've now disappeared into the woodwork because he was right to immediately grill her on who she worked for. Now, I want you to listen to this. It's a little bit longer. It's only 2 minutes, but it's a little bit longer for you to listen. But you need to understand how this played out. And then I'm going to tell you about her company.
Coming from China, full of medical supplies.
Yes.
Companies like Huawei and Alibaba has been donating right to the United States
people
like
1.5
million N95 masks and also a lot of medical gloves and much more medical supplies.
It sounds like a statement more than a question.
An ambassador, Chinese ambassador Cui Tiankai last night wrote an op-ed on New York Times calling to cooperation with the United States. So are you personally working directly with China?
We just signed a trade deal.
So fighting with the
virus. It's the biggest deal probably ever made. And I hope they're going to honor that trade deal. If they don't honor the trade deal, then I'll tell you a different answer. But I think they will. They're going to spend billions of dollars for agriculture. They're going to spend billions of dollars for many different things, whereas China never spent money in our country. We spent money. We had a deficit, a trade deficit with China for years of $500 billion, $400 billion. We had the biggest trade deficits in the history of the world with China.
And are you cooperating with China?
I don't know. Who are you working for, China? You work for China or are you with a newspaper? Who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that, China?
Yes.
Is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private-owned company.
Okay, good. Okay.
So the television station that, or the media entity that she works for, Phoenix TV, it's actually been long in the making. It actually began, it was a Rupert Murdoch thing way, way back long ago, back in 1992. And so I have this up at danalash.com. Free Beacon also, they had a piece where they got into how Phoenix TV was identified by U.S. intelligence agencies as a major overseas outlet used to spread propaganda and promote the policies of the communist government in Beijing. So this station, Phoenix TV, it is essentially, it's not fair. The only thing that Hassan maybe went a little bit over on is it's not a total subsidiary of the Chinese state bank. It's owned by a guy named Louis Changel, who is a former, quote unquote, reporter for China's state-run media. And he's a member of the Communist Party. And he became very, very wealthy because of his ties to Beijing. Phoenix TV was the only, quote unquote, private TV network that China allowed to broadcast news in Chinese, according to a couple of my, this was Washington Post, a privilege that reflects the warm relationship Louis has cultivated with party leaders. And they get into, and this was an old story, by the way, this is like 20 years old. So when, after Tiananmen Square, and when the communist, quote unquote, president at the time had passed, that was who Changel was very close with. There is there's two factions within the Communist Party in China, and you have that guy's faction after the death of Zhao Ziyang, and then you have the Xi Jinping faction. And so Changel finds himself sort of out of favor at the moment because he's with the less powerful faction within the Communist Party in China. And I say that because the defense that you will see of Phoenix TV is that, oh no, Xi Jinping has come down on Phoenix TV. Xi Jinping has come down and they've been thrice suspended, but they're back up in China and other parts of Chinese controlled areas, because they were actually championing the competing faction to Xi Jinping, so to speak. So it's like petty partisan inter-communist party politics is what's happening. He's a member of the Communist Party. He is a huge supporter of communism. He had given this interview. This was the Washington Post. I'm going to get the date on this piece for you. I have one piece that I was reading from WaPo that got into Phoenix TV that was like from the 90s. This one was from 2005 where they do this interview with him. And he discusses how he wants to hopefully use Phoenix TV as a way to encourage China to move towards a more Western style democracy. However, if this reporter that you heard, she didn't give a question. She's like, China gave you all this stuff. So my question is, are you working with China? Well, that's not a question. I mean, you answered it. It was, you just wanted to make a statement about and blow up China and blow smoke up. That's all you wanted to do. And if her behavior is anything to judge by, no, he's not interested in doing that. That's just a front. That is just completely and totally a front. He presents himself as this, like the guy who owns this network, as this unfortunate soul that's wedged between the economic reforms that China began slowly adopting to benefit the Communist Party of China and the non-existent freedoms that still don't exist because it's a communist country. So the whole point is that he dropped from favor in recent years because he picked the wrong side. So Trump was right to grill this reporter. So to you can say that it's privately owned because that's technically factual. However, you cannot say that it is not a mouthpiece of Beijing. It is widely regarded all throughout China as a mouthpiece of Beijing, which is why this was the only media entity after Zhao Ziyang had died. After he died, this was the only media entity that was actually allowed. They even broadcast. They took pictures inside the room where he was apparently being treated, and they had broadcast the news that he had passed. That was a privilege given to that only other than the communist, the state media. That was the only other entity that had been given the privilege of reporting that, because Chengel was such an upstanding communist and still is. Do you think that a private entity based in Hong Kong would be able to broadcast its programming in China if they were not strict communists? The answer is no. So the idea that it is a private, that's just all BS. He owns it, but he's a CPC member. He's a CPC hardliner. So to say that, well, it's a private company that's in Hong Kong, that's where it's basically sheltered in. The guy's a hardcore communist. So that dog don't hunt. That's not how that works. And China's working so hard to spread its communist propaganda everywhere. I wanted to add this, too, because Hassan found this on Quartz. Peter Hassan over at Daily Caller. And this was what, I'm going to open this so I can give you the date on this piece. This is quartz.com. This was August of 2016. In February, 4 of 5, and sidebar, Phoenix TV hates the Hong Kong protesters. So that's, you know. This piece says, in February, 4 of 5 of Hong Kong's disappeared booksellers, who some believe were kidnapped by Chinese agents, appeared on Phoenix TV to confess to selling banned books in mainland China. One of them, Lam Wing Kee, had later said upon his return to Hong Kong from the mainland that he was forced to make the confession. In March, another bookseller, Li Bo, gave an interview to the paper, Phoenix TV, and pro-Beijing Hong Kong news outlet, Tsingtao Daily, to denounce claims that he was abducted by mainland officials in Hong Kong. And previously, Tsingtao had ran several exclusive reports on Li's disappearance. So It is a puppet of Beijing. It is classified by our intel agencies as such. And they have very, very close ties to China's Communist Intelligence Service and their military. So, and here's this also from the Free Beacon. The Phoenix TV was established under Chinese leader Jiang Zemin, who came up after the leader who passed right after Tiananmen Square. This was in the early 90s. It was developed specifically as a government and intelligence tool for overseas influence operations. All Phoenix personnel are required to undergo some MSS intelligence training. They're very close to MSS, their intel service, and Chinese military intelligence. And Sarah Cook, a Chinese expert at Freedom House, said in congressional testimony that Phoenix TV is the second most widely viewed Chinese language cable channel in the United States, and a prime example of Chinese propaganda outlets that are not directly owned by the Beijing government, because then they give themselves plausible deniability there. So, and then it's and also, in addition to being an upstanding CPC member and a former quote unquote reporter for the communist state media, he's also a former communist military officer. So he's very, 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 very close to Beijing. So the idea that this was a privately owned company and that Trump was being a racist is BS. And guess who was the one who was calling him that? Other reporters that were sitting there in the room. So I bring it back full circle. Do you understand now why he was even hostile to John Carl, who I like and I think is a good reporter? But when you have reporters in the room who ask questions, not him, but ask questions that are somehow in a way lauding CPC behavior, and when they run defense for an actual member of the Beijing communist propaganda outlets, you got a problem. Now, do you understand the hostility? Because I would be definitely hostile in that situation. He was right to grill her. And you could see his antenna go up right when she started talking. He was listening. And then when she started really getting into China, oh, they gave you this and gave you that. You know what they didn't tell you? And one of my headlines is that a lot of the gowns Kane found this one, that a lot of the gowns that China had sent that were not sterilized, so they had to be trashed. A lot of the masks that they sent were either dry rotted or something was wrong, and a bunch of this other stuff that they sent didn't work. So they're trying to like have this PR coup after they unleashed a pandemic on everyone. You got to keep an eye on this stuff. Every single damn press conference, there's been one of these instances. You got to keep an eye on it. That story, if you want to go read the links and do a deeper dive, because there's even more information up at danalash.com. It's the top post up there, and you can do so. We have a lot more coming up. Stick with us.
It's the Dana Show.
Right now, the American people are in the fight for their lives. And while some try to politicize the crisis, most stick together as one family. Nearly a decade ago, Patriot Mobile was founded by freedom-loving Americans, and their U.S.-based team shares your values. Patriot Mobile provides you with an easy way to support the pro-life, Second Amendment, and religious freedom values you believe in with every call you make. Patriot Mobile is here to help you stay connected to loved ones during this difficult time of social distancing, with reduced pricing for a limited time, with plans starting as low as $25 and an unlimited plan at only $55 on all new lines of service. There has never been a better time to join the Patriot Mobile family. Call 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana for free activation plus a free gift. Keep your number and get the same nationwide service while supporting values you believe in. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
Not only do I not want to fund the WHO, I want, first, let's get the information. I can't imagine it's going to get any better than what we already know. But why are we funding organizations that are lying to us? I think we pay about 21% of their budget. China is less than 1% of their budget. So what's going on here? Why are they parroting what China's doing?
That's Rick Scott, and that is the million-dollar question. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. I'm Dana Lash. It's good to be with you guys. I feel like we are moving into. I've been thinking since last night the best way to describe this. From passive to more active in terms of dealing with this. Does that make sense? That you can actually see you have hydroxychloroquine being delivered, all of that. I feel like we're moving into that. DanaLash.com, all 3 hours simulcast, Facebook, YouTube, Channel 248, Pluto TV via the first, and my book, Grace Canceled. Go and get it. We're all clinging to it, trying to. So the point that Rick Scott is making here is really, really a good one. He's discussing the World Health Organization, they're lying to us. Not only do they, I cannot underscore this enough. And I was talking to actually a family member of mine in message, DM last night. And they were saying that they don't understand why it is that there are certain Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, whatever, that are upset with the WHO because aren't they organizing and making it easier for international treatment of this? And I understand the point that they're coming at. And my family member, by the way, works in the administration side of healthcare. I have a cousin that is actually a nurse, but this family member works in the administrative side of it, and I understand where they were coming from. They were looking at through that lens at this situation, and they don't. And I don't expect. And this is when your government's too big. I don't expect, especially with everything going on right now. You know, you're working maybe 8 to 10 hours, sometimes more a day. And right now, especially for those of you who got your kids at home and everything else, it's hard for you right now to keep afloat. I don't expect everybody to, although you should try, I don't expect everyone to know every single bit in and out, etc. Right. And I want to let you know something, too. All these people that you see on television and that they're all talking about this, we are not all. This is not information with regarding the background of the guy who directs the WHO and everything else. We seek this information out. And as things are developing or as we see things perhaps beginning to trend, we make ourselves as familiar and knowledgeable with that topic as absolutely possible. And so but that's our job to do that. Do you understand? It is our job to do that. Your job might be like my other my family member, administrative healthcare. That's their job. So their free time is with kids and blah, 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 and everything else. And then whatever time they have left from that, then they can look at this, right? So that's why I don't necessarily expect every single person to know every single bit about this. And I was telling my family member, I said, the problem with this is that the WHO has been politicized from the start. You have a faulty group that is already politicized. And I get it. You want to have a national, you want to have an international table that if something big, global pops up and everybody's got to deal with it, it's nice to be able to have that avenue to sit down and discuss it. I do not dislike diplomacy. Sun Tzu did not dislike diplomacy. Okay? Don't misinterpret and think that we're just going to run out and everything's a nail and we're a hammer. No, no, no. However, when we are sending billions of our dollars and pouring it into these international entities that are doing things antithetical to our national security, and they seem to only prioritize, and national interests, prioritize the interests of countries that have horrible human rights abuses or that are communist, etc., and then they create this health agency where they've actively contributed to thousands of deaths because they eliminate players from participating, player countries that have done some really good things in being able to contaminate and control the spread of infection. And when they do that at the behest of a communist entity that has for long been engaged in IP theft and et cetera, you know, we got a problem. And so I said that they're politicized. I have disliked the World Health Organization for years, for years. I remember one time my oldest son, he was writing something and he said, you know, that it was something, it was a political debate of some sort. And he was writing something for class. And he was like, well, so-and-so has cited the World Health Organization. And I was just like, bleh! I have not liked WHO forever. And this is why, because they're politicized. When your number one function starts, it becomes appeasing communist entities and it's not healthcare. Stop calling yourself a healthcare organization. Just stop. And that's the situation. And Rick Scott is right to sit here and question how much money we're dumping into this. Now, to this point, I want to, because we talked to Gordon Chang last week, he made a good point about the United States and the European Union. And he had a suggestion. I mean, let's play Lindsey Graham. I agree with what Lindsey Graham had said, audio soundbite six, where the world should send them a check.
Makes sense to me. If it were up to me, the whole world should send China a bill for the pandemic. This is the third pandemic to come out of China.
Yep.
They come from these wet markets where they have bats and monkeys with the virus, carrying the virus, intermingled with the food supply. Yeah, I'd make China pay big time.
He was on over the weekend, and he got mad. Who was he talking to? I can't remember who he was talking to. A gentleman. He's the guy who fills in sometimes for Stuart Varney. And he just goes, stop eating bats. He just, the way he said it, he was so mad. Just, and he moved it, the way he moved his head, I was crying laughing. It was so funny. Oh, all right. So Gordon Chang had this idea in line with what Graham had said, audio soundbite eight.
Why wouldn't we just unilaterally forgive our own debt?
Well, if we were to do that, and we could easily do it, China would do a couple things. First of all, it would say that it was a repudiation of debt, and then they would bash us. They would say that we're not a responsible member of the global financial system. They would then try to dethrone the dollar. Now, I can understand what you're thinking, but the point is that we can sort of avoid those types of charges if we work with the issuers of the other major currencies. And then China is
right,
left with no arguments in that regard.
Mm-hmm. True. Now, your daily reminder of just how bad China is.
Don't trust China. China is ass.
Yep. So let me share with you this story. China forces Italy, and this Marsha Blackburn tweeted this out last night. She said, don't let China's humanitarian efforts fool you. Before the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus or Chinese coronavirus raged Italy, they donated PPE and supplies to China. Then China announced it would donate the supplies back to Italy. Now the Communist Party is forcing them to pay for the donation. Here's the story. Trump, this is the legal action. China forces Italy to buy same coronavirus supplies it had donated to Beijing a few weeks ago. Yep. After telling the world that it would donate masks, face guards, and testing equipment to Italy, China quietly backtracked and sold the country desperately needed medical equipment. Worse is that the personal protective equipment, that's what PPE is when you hear that, China forced Italy to buy, was actually the same PPE that Italy donated to China before the coronavirus killed 16,000 people. Wow. Can I have that audio again?
Don't trust China. China is ass.
Gosh, I wish I could just like invite him to my home and I would make him a dinner, because that would, he's like my best friend. Can we just like have him be our brother? Just like adopt him.
Don't trust China. China is ass.
Right. Beijing took advantage of Italy's generosity and then flipped it into this. And get this. Spain had to return 50,000 quick testing kits to China because they discovered they weren't working properly. So did the Netherlands. So did Turkey, Georgia, Czech Republic. And China said, oh, you're just all too stupid to use it. I mean, they didn't say it like that, but they actually blamed it. They actually blamed it on user error.
Don't trust China. China is ass.
And then the Trump administration is now weighing legal action over alleged Chinese hoarding of PPE. So all these manufacturers of this medical safety gear, they told the White House China has prohibited them. Listen to this. China has prohibited them from exporting their products from the country as the pandemic mounted, even as Beijing was trying to corner the world market in PPE. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm made of just golly, made of this. The idea, the way that they're treating this, selling stuff that people donated back to them. And these individuals thinking that they ran their own company, but if there's any kind of involvement from China, no, you don't. See, these people who, they manufacture it, they manufactured it in China, and China said, nope, you can't do it. It's ours. These are U.S. companies that are, see, maybe y'all shouldn't be manufacturing over there. And maybe you Democrats shouldn't be running our damn businesses out with your abusive environment that you create for business. So these people who own these businesses in China thought they own their businesses, and China said, no, the PPE that you're making, it's ours. Won't let them export it. Mm-hmm. Yep. In fact, 3M and Honeywell told U.S. officials in January that the Chinese government began blocking exports of N95 respirators, all this. Oh, but it's Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault. Every bit of it's Trump's fault. All of it's Trump's fault. Trump's fault. Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. And that's one of the reasons, one of the reasons why they have this very close relationship now and they're working together. 3M and Honeywell told the U.S. government that, look, China's blocking exports of this. We cannot bring in N95 masks. We cannot bring in gloves or the, oh my gosh, I can't think of the shoe cover, booties, the things that you put on your, that nurses and doctors wear on their feet. You see them all out there now in all these photos. They can't get any of that. The gowns, respirators, the masks, the medical masks with the plexiglass, they can't bring that into the United States because China has prohibited it. They have prohibited them from being sold to anybody. And official documentation that has been posted online in a PDF shows that China imported 2.46 billion pieces of, quote, epidemic prevention and control materials between January 24th and February 25th. And the gear that's over $1 billion, $1 billion just in protective gear. It included 2 billion masks, over 25 million protective clothing items, and it came from Australia, Brazil, Cambodia, and the EU. So now you can understand now why Trump did the Defense Production Act and all of this stuff as well. This kind of explains it a bit. But it also explains why there is a shortage. There you have it. And so 3M said that it was fighting with China to export 10 million N95 respirators manufactured by 3M in China to the United States, and they were able to secure that. So China is definitely what he said it is. Definitely what that guy said.
Don't trust China. China is ass.
So just to recap, China tries to act like it's this big humanitarian relief that country right now, and the PPE that other countries and help that other countries donated to it, they're now selling back to the other countries, and they refuse to just give it to them. And they won't let U.S. companies based in China export anything to the United States. 3M's been fighting with them over it. They finally secured at least some. See, we got to talk about supply chain. We also have to get moving as well. We got headlines coming up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You won't miss any Dana shows by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I had a new headline here that got into truckers are warning folks about the supply chain and confusion during this shutdown. This coming out of Kansas City, they said that the truckers are sounding the alarm that the nation's supply chain could be in jeopardy if they do not have the protective equipment, testing capabilities, or ways to self-quarantine or seek treatment should they become sick or even moderately symptomatic. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association sent a letter last week to the president saying, Mayday 911, that we need to pay attention to this. Professional drivers are going above and beyond, which they are. Even the best of drivers are feeling the pinch right now. And they said if drivers start testing positive, there could be a tremendous reduction in drivers willing to risk everything. And I completely agree with them on that. So that's one of the things we are totally going to watch. This is actually really cool. Matthew McConaughey. All right. He hosted a virtual bingo game for residents at a senior living home in Texas. So him and his kids, they were there and he was calling out numbers and he's like, Richard is waving his hammer up high. It was awesome. So they got to play bingo with Matt McConaughey and he was calling it out. That's pretty cool. Also, 55% of child coronavirus cases are boys, reveals a CDC report. Up to 1 in 5 children who catch the illness need hospital care. California is lending 500 ventilators to the national stockpile. And the New Zealand Prime Minister says that the Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy are essential workers. So don't worry, kids. Stick with us.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Delivering the truth online and on air. Listen to The Dana Show live on the radio or at DanaRadio.com or on demand.
But yeah. Look, in New York City, this is playing out in so many families. And I got to tell you, Donald Trump has blood on his hands and he has my mom's blood on his hands. And he sent us a hospital that's right here in the Manhattan Harbor and no one can get on that hospital. This is something that is just outrageous. And so it's very tough to mourn under these circumstances.
That's the New York City comptroller?
Yeah.
His mother passed away because of the coronavirus, Wuhan coronavirus. And my condolences on his mom, but dude, that doesn't give you a pass to be a jerk. I don't understand the whole, and can we drop the whole blood on your hands phrase as well? Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com, at DLash on Twitter. Yeah, the only, Trump isn't responsible for what China did. It's weird that you would go after Trump, but you don't say anything about China, who actually unleashed this on the world, because politics. I mean, that's amazing to me that you could be so partisan that you would even politicize your parents' death and erroneously and really just kind of strangely use it and formulate an attack based on that in that manner. That's crazy. I don't know. Maybe he's just grieving differently, but I kind of feel like he was probably always sort of maybe a jerk.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to be graceful here because he lost a parent, and I get he's probably angry. But
I said that yesterday talking to a friend of mine about it. I'm like, look, this is horrible news. No one likes to go through this type of situation, and totally feel for the guy.
But see, I have another friend who just lost their parent. Again, these are the dear friends I was talking about, just lost their parent, and they're not doing this.
Right. And they would, and they would have justification, according to the way the Dems play it, that Pelosi and the rest of them holding up the bill could have been the reason for that death. Like that's how
the media
plays.
And that's a New York official. Yeah. That's a member of government.
But he's ignoring all the New York officials, and including Nancy Pelosi, who for weeks and weeks in February and March, telling people they should be going out in public. This is New York officials saying those things. We have cut 31 that sort of highlights it all, but. He skipped all over every local leader in New York.
Yes.
To bash Trump about it.
Yes. And we're going to get to that here in a minute, too. And we're also going to get into the whole situation with the Wisconsin election and all of that. But there's a couple of other things that I want to touch on as well. Obviously Mike Lindell is going to be joining us. I'm scrolling up. I have a lot. You guys ought to see the stuff that's on my 4-foot wide screen. Kane can attest. How much material do I have?
All of it.
I mean, it is insane. What I'm going to do, I'm going to actually take a picture of my screen, and I'm going to show you guys how I roll the show, because I don't have printed stuff out. I don't like that. Two things that I want to get into, and I have this back up. This actually, I was going to get into this in my first hour, but there's no way that we were going to get into it. The new narrative is that hydroxychloroquine is super dangerous, and then it's also Trump wants to enrich himself off of hydroxychloroquine. So this is the newest media attack with this. And I was actually, a friend of mine had sent me a link about it because they said, hey, did you see? Of course, it was the one time that I actually stopped working in the evening, and I went to like go do something, and then that story came out. So the story that came out is that the new narrative is, well, Trump is he's going to enrich himself on this, and here it is. It's a New York Times piece. And this is going to get people killed, this whole situation with hydroxychloroquine. New York Times had a piece last night, Trump's aggressive advocacy of malaria drug for treating coronavirus divides medical community. Because you know they've already set up a committee to investigate the president's handling of this. And this is where I wanted to bring the Christy Grimm thing back. So last night, yesterday evening, rather, the president had gone off on John Carl, and we played that audio because he was blasting the use of that IG report, which I think is political in nature. I am a very partisan conservatively. I will tell you that. I have no allegiance to Republican or conservative candidates. And anyone who would question that does not know me. I mean, I have paid my dues on that. I have been doing it since the era of Romney, where I was blasted by the GOP because I would not get behind Romney. And I liked Rick Perry in the primary of 2016. I mean, I went with Trump in the general, but I liked Rick Perry. I mean, I live in Texas. I know Rick Perry, and I love what he's done what he did as a governor. And so I supported Perry in the primary. And so you need to understand where I'm coming at when I say I do not understand the super zealous criticism of his quote-unquote handling of this as being heinous. I really don't. I do not get where people are coming from. He is in a situation, unless he has some sort of magical capabilities where he can foresee all of this, which, you know, I guess you could say, now let me play devil's advocate for a moment. I guess you could say after the SARS outbreak in the wet market that happened under the Obama era, I guess you could say, well, we saw SARS and we saw Ebola, and now we see this, so, you know, it should have been prepared. Fine, you can say that. Every nation should, Democrats should have been prepared. And after the Obama administration had gone through all the PPE and face masks and the national stockpile, they should have replenished it. And you could say that, okay, well, maybe some officials could have replenished it fine. But then did you pay attention to the headline that I had last segment? How China's blocking American manufacturers that are manufacturing in China that manufacture PPE masks, all of that. They can't even import them. They can't bring them to the United States. They can't export them to the country they're from. So that's not Trump's. That isn't Trump's fault. In fact, Trump has been dealing with this problem with China since he was on the campaign trail. And the fact that he doesn't even, when people won't even give him credit for that, I cannot take you seriously as being genuine. You behave as a partisan. You, when you cannot even acknowledge that, you're being partisan. And that is not helpful. Now, the New York Times gets into Fauci has urged caution and hydroxychloroquine, and doctors are... I have headline after headline here. I got to pull this up too. Of all these doctors that are saying, oh man, you know, I treated this patient with hydroxychloroquine and I treated this and azithromycin and the symptoms improved. There was a Democrat official who said, yes, you know, I got treated. I had the Wuhan coronavirus. I got treated. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this. Play this.
I heard, knew about it previously because I do have chronic Lyme disease. And so but it was not something that unless the president had mentioned it, that it would be accessible. If the president had not, if President Trump had not talked about this, it would not be something that's accessible for anyone to be able to get that right now. It would not even be possible. Mm. And I mean that with, honestly, because I did have a difficult time even that day obtaining the medication because of an order that was put down in my state.
Yeah. So the new, line is that, well, Trump is going to, because this treatment's working. So now they can't go after him. Now that you have so many doctors coming up saying, yeah, hydroxychloroquine's working. Okay, now you got to find a new wave of attack. Okay, well, could Trump profit from this? Okay, well, here's back to this New York Times piece that I brought up. Again, the headline is Trump's aggressive advocacy of malaria drug for treating coronavirus divides medical community. This is what they're not saying, but they want to impart upon you. They're trying to say, why is he so aggressive in pushing this? What could be his ulterior motive? I mean, heaven, it can't be. They do not entertain the fact that it saves lives. That is not possible as a justification for him aggressively promoting this. So they go, and this is 6 graphs in. New York Times. This is last night. If hydroxychloroquine becomes an accepted treatment, several pharmaceutical companies stand to profit, including shareholders and senior executives with connections to the president. Mr. Trump himself has a small personal financial interest in Sanofi, the French drug maker that makes Plaquenil, the brand name version of hydroxychloroquine, end quote. I guarantee you that'll be the next thing that they're going to try to say impeachment on. Mark my words. Mark the date. So you mean to tell me that the pharmaceutical companies, when they make this and they give it, that they might make money off it because they also have to pay the people that they source the materials from to make said drug, right?
That's correct.
What? Why isn't everything for free, says the New York Times? Why isn't your damn paper for free?
Yeah.
How about that? Why is it that I got to sit here and like go behind a, you know, use a damn proxy just to get around your firewall? I mean, why is that? Because I am not paying for a subscription. Why is that? So this is the new angle that they're going to do, that they're going to use. This is the new angle. And as I understand it, I'm looking for the article that actually discussed his... You know how when people can get into some of the investments that they make, it's like a group of things that goes into, and I am not a Wall Street broker. You know what I'm talking about, Kane? Like when you, some of the things that you can invest in.
Like mutual funds?
Yes. And okay. Well, not mutual, but there's for high rollers like Trump, there you have people who handle your finances that will invest in certain things for you, but it's diversified. And so you'll have like a bundle of things.
Portfolio.
Yes. And this is one of them. So I was reading a piece and I cannot find this link and I apologize for that because I have 1,000 tabs open because there's so much stuff related to this. But that's the situation here. And it's like a tiny, And, okay, and, so wait a minute, the argument is because one of the companies, which, by the way, there are Democrats that are invested in that place, too. I know. So you're telling me that because of that, hydroxychloroquine can't work as a cure, as a vaccine? Is that what you're telling me? Because it's silly. Come on, people. But I guarantee you, this is going to be the new thing. Now, speaking of this, I wanted to get into this, too. This is a very interesting, this is kind of a sidebar to this. My friend Carrie Pickett over at Washington Examiner had an interesting headline here, because it looks at New York County, but this is kind of applicable to counties across the country. So this piece that she has, New York County executives want access to hydroxychloroquine that Cuomo conceded showed early effective responses in the Wuhan coronavirus patients in clinical trials. And so what they're doing is they want to lift restrictions on the treatment. They had to actually release, they had to have some rules to this. And I'm going to pull this up. They had to have some rules to it because apparently there were some people out there who were just like giving it to their family and some of their friends. And so they actually needed to have restrictions about the dispensing hydroxychloroquine. And I have some of those here. Like you have in Nevada, they had the Board of Pharmacy guidance restricting dispensing. Ohio had an emergency rule. New York had an executive order from Cuomo, which is what her piece gets into here. And it gets into like it has to have a written diagnosis code from the prescriber. I mean, I could get into it. I mean, all these Texas has Board of Pharmacy restricting dispensing, no prescription or medication order for chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, mefloquine, or azithromycin can be dispensed or distributed unless all of the following apply. It has to have the written diagnosis from the prescriber consistent with evidence for its use. It has to be limited to no more than a 14-day supply. No refills unless there's another new prescription or medication order furnished. And all these different states have all of these restrictions, obviously, because you've seen what people do with toilet paper. This is hydroxychloroquine. You can imagine. So they have to establish these restrictions and have severe penalties if you are not following them. So that's a big deal. Now, I want to segue from this really quickly, and just to make a quick point, I know we have to go because we have Florida Man coming up, but there are some questioning, I have some Biden audio that we're going to play later, as to whether or not some people are wanting to really just like push Cuomo so that they can do a last minute switcheroo with Biden, maybe if they get to the DNC. I've seen headlines where Cuomo's trying to be Biden's number two. I think he wants to run in 2024, but what's interesting here is and again, Carrie sent this story to me because I was telling her some of the coverage that I had. County leaders in New York State say Schumer is more responsive to the Wuhan coronavirus needs than Cuomo. I think it's because there's a little bit of, first off, the petty partisan competition. And then also, we got to protect Biden.
Right. That's true.
And he's looking too good. So we gotta take him down a little bit. We got Florida Man on the way. You don't want to miss it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Just a reminder, we did the intro to Florida Man like that. This was like a year ago because Justin Trudeau said you have to say person instead of man. And we did it as a way to joke. And then we kind of forgot. It's still there. So we're redoing it. All right. Here we go. We're just going into the story. I don't know what kind of bird this is. It looks like a big old turkey with a horn on its head. Whoa. So for the first time in I don't know how many years, some dude got killed by cassowaries. Whoa. A flightless type of bird indigenous to Australia and Southeast Asia. They are huge emu-like birds with claws and, well, they have a violent reputation. Oh, do they? Oh, okay. So what happened is this man, a 75-year-old, a Florida man, he kept cassowaries on his property. And he apparently fell between two cassowary pens. Ooh. Mr. Hajos?
All right.
That's his name. I don't know. That's literate. Marvin Hajos.
Right.
And he was attacked through the fence by at least one of the birds, said the deputy chief of the Alachua County Fire Rescue. When they arrived, they found him. They found Mr. Hajos grievously injured between two pens, and an angry bird stood in one of the pens, like glaring at everyone. And they said the bird was mad, so they had to like hurry up because, I mean, and this thing killed him. It mauled him. A bird. Isn't that just like a raptor with like fluffiness? Raptors? Aren't they all the same thing? Golly, now you have these, birds now, Florida? Stick with us.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, Mr. President, Vice President Biden's spokesperson said that he made some suggestions to you about actions that you could be taking to deal with the pandemic.
He did. We had a very good talk. We agreed that we weren't going to talk about what we said, but we had a very, very good talk. It was a warm talk. I enjoyed it. I hope he enjoyed it, too. And it was short. It was 15 minutes.
Did he have good suggestions? Anything that you're going to do?
Well, he had suggestions. It doesn't mean that I agree with those suggestions, but certainly he had suggestions. And I also told him some of the things we're doing. But the conversation was a friendly, very friendly conversation.
Ooh, friendly, friendly conversation. We haven't heard a lot from old Joe. Let's check in on Joe. He was explaining, Audio Soundbite 24, his coronavirus, Wuhan coronavirus response. Let's listen to Joe.
The case, we cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same
time correct the public health. I'm sure that, do we play things on records? Did it skip? That sounded like what happens when you make a salad and then you, like, toss it all together like that. Well, the fiddlesticks and, you know, the ice cream feet. I just...
allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
That sklouts. That's what he's getting ready to do.
That U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like such as.
Oh man. Okay. Well, you know, maybe that was just a bad day. Let's do 25 because that. I mean, you know, here's another. He's talking about his response to the pandemic.
At those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of.
I mean, he sounds like, you know what this reminds me of? I need you to play some of this. It's going to be weird. And this is really old school. Like, this is way old school. But it reminds me of that one old viral video, All Your Base, like way back when. It's like that. That's what it sounds like. Well, you know, he's got to wait for the case's estimation, fiddlesticks. Got to wait for it.
What happened?
Someone set up us the bug. We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us.
This is old video, so old.
You are on the way to destruction.
Like my oldest son was a baby when this was out.
You have no chance to survive, mate, your time.
When the music starts, will you please play me? I just want to hear again, Trust 24. Keep that going. Just play 24. I want to hear that.
The case where we cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. Way that we can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
Well, there you go. It seems like, you know, it's just a bunch of just, I don't know what he was saying. What is he saying there? You know, I really like how Audio Soundbite 34, my favorite, I think the guy who can really get his message across really well is Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
The best thing to do is keep going. And I'm not going to concede that this has to be any worse than it already is, though it probably will get slightly worse before it gets better. I'm not one of these people who believe that we're going to have 20% and 30% unemployment and we're all going to die and we're all going to be living in the desert eating cat food. Not if we do our jobs.
Well,
we're all going to die and be in the desert eating cat food. Oh, man. He reminds me of that. He's like, it seems like he would get along with that lady who's like, I'm going to stay home and make soups and bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy. It's like, we're not going to die in the desert. Can we just isolate that end of it? Because I feel like we're going to need that for a while. Just, you know, we're not going to die in the desert eating cat food. Oh my gosh. So I have to tell you, I read two stories about how your next trip to Walmart or Target may be different. At Walmart, apparently they're only going to allow something like one, what was the number, like 5 per 1,000 square feet or something of their store, or 100 square feet of their store, something to that extent. And I've been ordering literally everything in on from the internet. I'm not even going to joke with you. Like, my baby Yoda just arrived. I ordered it in November. My baby Yoda arrived. This is before my, here, go ahead and hand it to me. Because it's, you know, we've been talking too much about, this is why you need to be watching Channel 248, because it just arrived and I lost my mind. I am not the type of person who is an adult female and gets stuffed animals. I just want to let you guys know this. I am not that person, right? I don't got no baby dolls sitting nowhere up in my house. I don't be ordering stuffed animals because that's weird. But this was the child, so it's from The Mandalorian, so it's quite different. I ordered this thing forever ago. Oh my gosh, I just realized I'm going to totally have to wash my hands after this. Everybody get Clorox on your hands right now. You're going to watch a live germaphobe freak out. I'm not even messing with you. It's right over there. I'm not even going to touch this damn thing unless I Clorox my hands. This is not, bring it now. What? It's on me. Oh man, you're watching live freak out. This, oh man. Okay, so, oh my God, I got so excited. I got the Rona on me probably. Gosh, dang.
I think you just killed the Rona. You're fine.
No, I got to eat it also.
No,
I'm going to, oh, wait, okay, now wait a second.
Did you just say you have to eat it?
Maybe.
All
right. I got to get the back on my hand. Hold up. Okay, so.
Are you supposed to wipe your hands with these wipes, though?
I'm going to also wipe down the baby Yoda. Oh. Okay, so I can't believe I paid $29 for this thing, but I did. This is the only clean hand. So I got the Baby Yoda.
Oh, look at that.
The Wuhan coronavirus Baby Yoda.
You need a Baby Yoda wipe?
He needs some soup to hold. Now I got to wipe. I cannot use this other hand. Are you guys like me? If I touch something, this hand is dead until it's revived. I can't like get up and leave my show to go wash my hands. So this is you, and I have the Clorox. I have a whole station to wipe down my groceries. I'm gonna wipe down this damn doll too. Oh yes, I am. I'm gonna wipe it down. I might need a new wipe for that because this one's got the Rona. I think the Rona's probably overpowered the. I'm not even kidding. Oh man, everything I touched, everything the bag touched. Oh, okay. I've warned you people. Now you're seeing it. and hearing it, I'm literally wiping this down. I've warned, and I'm going to let him dry. I've warned you people forever, and you've never taken my germaphobia seriously. Now it's on full display. I was not exaggerating for show purposes. It is an actual serious issue I have. I cannot deal. Like, I cannot even move right now.
This segment will be forever known as Dana disinfecting Yoda. Baby Yoda.
Do they need to put all this plastic on it? It's Rona on that. I'm just saying. You know, it can live up on surface. We don't know how the hell long it can live. We don't know. It's the boogeyman. It's the invisible goblin that just gets inside of your soul. I don't know what it is. I bet I've told you people forever. Here's another fun fact. Now that we're having just some lighthearted, no more plastic. Lighthearted, do you know I used to take a toothbrush and clean my microphone until my husband told me to stop that?
Really?
Yeah, because it's all the netting, the metal netting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just bathing my baby Yoda that I just received in Clorox. And I know we got to get to some other stuff. Anyway, the whole point, I was bringing up the story about Target and Walmart. And I'm going to even clean his feet because I don't, you know, just don't know.
Disinfected.
Should I get under his robe? Oh, he's got britches on. Look at that. That's so funny. He's got little.
Why are you undressing, baby?
Because I'm wiping him down
television.
And getting rid of the Rona.
Live TV.
So as I clean this thing, let me wait before I can touch my keyboard. Just double check. Okay.
Wipe your keyboard down too. But.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to ozonate this room. I'm going to ozonate this whole room. We'd totally have an ozonator. You know this, right?
Yes.
Like whenever we travel, whenever we would come back, even before the Rona, we will put our suitcases in a room and seal the bottom of the door and ozonate them. I'm not even kidding you. Believe me when I tell you that I'm a germaphobe. Now you know why I haven't left my house in 4 weeks. Like literally, except to get glasses. And then I was like, don't touch me. I was like a vampire to a cross.
Nice.
And then anybody would try to get near me. So, okay. So, my whole point in bringing up the whole, this is so in my head. I'm so scrub my skin off after this. I read this story where they're saying Walmart now is restricting the number of people that they have in their stores. And that it's going to be a little different for a while. And I'm thinking, okay, really? Like, how long is it going to be different? So they said that it is. It's a 20% policy. It is 5 customers per 1,000 square feet in the store. Okay, really? So that's about 20% of a store's capacity. And they said once the store reaches capacity, customers will only be admitted in on a one-in and one-out basis. So you're going to have to stand in line to go to Walmart. I just order things online anyway. And I would be too, hi, do you see me? You hear me? I would be too nerve-wracked to do anything more than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than that. I don't know. But some, you know, I had a
online.
Friend.
Online. They have a whole thing online.
Target Walmart. Delivers. They have an app.
Yeah.
And their people are super nice. I'm going to tell you what, though. Make sure you take care of your people. And by the way, my hand sanitizer to our caller has gone out. I have to limit my exposure when I'm sending anything. I have to have everything go out at once. So all that. But I'm saying they are providing their workers with gloves and masks and hand sanitizer and all this stuff, which I think is smart. But I think, you know, just ask yourself, do you really need it? And then also ask yourself, you know, I can just Clorox my hands like Dana's doing right now. And I'm even getting under his cowl. Look at me. I'm getting under his cowl. All right. We got a lot more to get into. Would you be able to do that? That's weird. Would you stand outside of a Target or a Walmart?
I don't think I'd do that right now. I don't think there's anything that I couldn't get online that I'd have to stand in line for.
I need to get Afrin, but that's about it. I'm not going to stand in line for it. I'd rather be a mouth breather, I think. I don't like standing in line, period. You know, I don't like standing in line because you got people that try to get up on you in line. Like they think that them getting right behind you is going to make the line go faster. Mm-mm. I feel like I'm going to need an air horn if this happens so I can just if they get too close. You know, like it does. Respect the six, man. Respect the six. Just like play the air horn. I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to order that on the internet. But I want an American made air horn. All right, we got a lot more, and I got to wash my hands because I can't continue.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You won't miss any Dana shows by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
I need to work in some of the headlines that I have been missing. So, New York Post had a headline that said, scientists say that the Wuhan coronavirus, now bear with me here, can spread through aerosolized feces. So think of public restrooms, and I don't know why the public restroom toilets need to flush with such ferocity, but I mean, it's like you have to hurry up and
Wait, what'd you call it when you flush it? What'd you call it?
What?
Aerosolized?
Aerosolized feces.
All right, then.
Yes. So that's like a metal band name, sidebar, for sewage workers, and they play speed metal. Right? Okay. So anyway, they said that when the, you know, you do your business, close the lid if you can, or I guess run away if you're in public. I don't know. I don't know how that works. The fired captain of the USS, he wasn't fired. He was demoted. Well, not demoted. He was just relieved of command of that ship. The USS Theodore Roosevelt tested positive for the Wuhan coronavirus. So there was a lot of stuff. And like we talked about that story, but now he was actually diagnosed with coronavirus. Oh my gosh. So was it smart to have all those people stand on the deck when he left then?
Probably not.
It just made me think of that. Just gonna say. I don't know if that maybe was the smartest move. CBS says, I'm gonna get to this one. This is it. The Atlantic has this story. Creeping authoritarianism in Hungary. Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The Hungarian parliament, they had moved to make the leader of Hungary, at least right now through this pandemic, like a kind of a permanent fixture. They have, but the article gets into more than just that. It also discusses, you know, kind of look at this and realize how you can avoid something like this happening in the United States as well. You justifying it through the exploitation of the pandemic. On the toilet paper crisis, think of this. There was a someone in the TP industry that said people are using more TP at home and buying more of it themselves because they're not at work, they're not at college, they're not at school using TP there. That's why. He says that's what's driving it. Fascinating. Stick with us. We got Mike Lindell up next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Missed anything from the show? Subscribe to Dana's Daily Podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
Now I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this.
Okay.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned his back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
That is obviously Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow, which is what I actually sleep on. And I love that pillow. And that was just last week when he was at the White House, along with other members of the private sector, other business owners, stepping up saying, you know what? America needs us. We're going to serve. And not, my pillow is now making face masks, which are so desperately needed. Mike Lindell joins us by phone today. Mike, always a pleasure to have you. God bless you, my friend. You weathered a little bit of a storm last week. I love what you said in the Rose Garden, though. You took people to church, and I love that you did that. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's not over. I'm the focal point of the cultural war. It's this went all the way to Australia. They said I was the number one thing in the news that day and the next day and the next day. I was on the cover of the Taiwan national newspaper. I mean, it's I'm going, what did I say that was so bad? Get in the Word, read your Bibles, and spend time with your families. I guess I hit somebody hard with a nation that turned its back on God, which it had. I'm sorry. This is a time of a great revival, and people need to, when people look for faith and look for God and Jesus, it's when things are down. Nobody, when things are going good, they get complacent. You know, let's just go to church on the weekend here and everything will be fine. And I think this is really getting people, they need hope, and that's where the hope is. The hope is in God. It's really interesting. The Bibles have been selling out everywhere. Atheist Target ran out of children's Bibles and twice, I guess. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. You know? Well, that gets into, that's where the phrase no atheist in foxholes comes from. By the way, I loved your response to it. You actually only responded with a picture. And it was a South Park meme, and you had Show Me on This Doll where the MyPillow CEO hurt you by mentioning God and the Bible. And, I mean, it was the most, uplifting, positive, innocuous thing that could be discussed from the Rose Garden. And instead of focusing on the fact that you are shifting majority production at your facilities to making face masks in America's time of need, they went after this. And they missed the big story about the face masks.
Right. Well, they did that on purpose. They didn't. It could have been. If I wouldn't have been there, they would have just blipped over it. They were upset because I went off script, and I put a great word out there for our president, for God, for Jesus, and I wanted to give a word of hope to the people. That wasn't the president didn't know I wrote that. I did that like 50 minutes prior, and I just felt led to put that. It wrote my notes on the back, and they've attacked for different things. You know, Jim Acosta was 10 feet from me, and I'm going, he said something. This was a PR thing for MyPillow, and I'm going, everybody knows MyPillow. I think all my evangelism and everything I've done, I don't even bring up MyPillow. MyPillow was just a platform for God in the first place. I love the battle, and I've been on over 65 media outlets now, and they just keep coming. I have at least 30 more scheduled this week, and I don't take, I didn't know. I went on People Magazine. I didn't know that they were on the left, and I just put out who I am and I'm going to say it, and they wrote a pretty good article. Actually, I was interviewed by the Washington Post for an hour and a half, and that article comes out this week. I'm not afraid to go right into because this isn't about politics. This is about, we're in a pandemic here, and this is about all of us as a people. We need to pray. This is the time of a great revival. We're going to get through this because we have great leadership and led by God in it. We're all in this together, and that was the biggest thing. It's like, just like that medication now that actually works, that the president
was slammed for. Yes, the hydroxychloroquine.
That makes me, I'm telling you, that works, and the doctors have said it works, and now they don't. I know people in my home state of Minnesota that actually have it right now, and the virus, and the doctors are not. They can't give it to them. They can't, they're saying there's shortages. How are there shortages? The most common thing out there. But they politicize that too. On the left, they're going, they're mocking the president, saying that there's a, we hope this works. Well, it does, and that's just, it
yeah,
does.
There's so many stories of treatment. Yeah, there's so many stories of treatment out there.
Yeah, do we have a double, triple blind, 50,000 study or whatever? No, but when you have, we don't have time for that. We have something that's working, and even if it's not working for everyone, the side effects. Does the side effect outweigh the gain? Well, you haven't heard of one person that it hurt them, But all you hear is these success stories, you know. And I have people very close to me that took that, and they were well. So I have firsthand knowledge of that. Ooh. But now I also have firsthand knowledge. I'm sitting in a place here, we kind of set up a MyPillow task force to really see what's going on out there. And the doctors now, they can't order it. They say it's short. They can't prescribe it. I mean, there's just different states are doing different things and different regulations. And instead of pulling back, I hope the president pulls back and says, you know what, if they want this, you need to prescribe it. I hope he makes an order like that, because it's ridiculous.
Well, they have. They released, Washington Examiner, Kerry Pickett published a story where they were getting into some of that. They were going state by state. There were certain restrictions so that it could actually, health centers couldn't hoard anything. Doctors, you would have to meet these requirements in order to get the prescription. So that is good. I want to ask you, too, what's the morale like at MyPillow? And I know that, you know, you being a business owner and companies like yours are that make up the majority, the biggest part of the engine of this economy. And we're going into a period where the president now, I can feel, is really wanting to transition to how do we come out of this instead of talking about how do we self-isolate further. As a business owner, what are your thoughts on that? And what do you hope to see after this April 30th deadline?
Right. Well, I actually talked to the president directly, and you're right. He's like an information vacuum cleaner. The guy's so amazing taking things in. I will tell you, he asked me about MyPillow. Let me tell you what I did at MyPillow. The first thing I had to do if I was going to do this, I had to make my employees safe, and not just safe, but also feel safe. There's two different things there. They kind of go hand in hand, but here's what we did. We put, and this is the way I think every business is going to end up happen to be, at least for now. My employees get to work. I have someone at the door. They open the door for them. They have a mask on. You have to have a mask then to enter. And it can be, just so you know, it can be any cotton mask. It can be a bandana. Just so people out there, I want people to realize that. If a person has that on, if you have the virus, you can't give it to someone else. So if everybody has a mask on, whether it's a bandana or a T-shirt over them, you're at least, and you're doing that safe 6 feet or whatever, it's very safe. Well, anyway, they come into MyPillow. We make them go wash their hands directly. They put sanitizer on. They get their masks. They go to their workstations. We've separated the 6 foot thing. We let them take breaks whenever they want by themselves if they choose. So it's created this safe environment because they're looking to me. They don't know what's safe or what's not. And I'm telling you, this was very sad that I seen. There are other businesses that have been open out there. These are what people are getting very upset with sitting at home. You got a business out, I'll take a Whole Foods. There was a Whole Foods. We went in there with my kind of investigation, and none of them had masks. It was like business as usual. And we asked the manager, why don't you have masks? Why don't you have people coming in the door here and making them put masks on, or at least stay, you know, have a guy there telling him, hey, you need to stay 6 feet from people and so that the people coming in there feel safe. And they said, well, our masks are back ordered on Amazon. Guess who owns the Whole Foods? Amazon. You know, this is a wake up call. Hey, Jeff Bezos, could you maybe set an example for the country and get your employees masked? I mean, this is very, I agree
because, you know, and also it's just common sense taking care of the people who take care of you. Also,
and you
want to see people do that so the government doesn't exploit it and say you didn't do your job. So because this one guy didn't do it, we're now going to come and we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff now by using this as the doorway.
Right. And you need to be, Denise, and I think, you know, when we start getting transitioning back in, I'm hoping that the churches are right away. They should have been deemed essential anyway to this. And they would be obviously the first ones that would set the example. You know, it's going to be a different footprint we live in going forward when we get out of this. And there's going to be a transition. Then there's going to be the permanent footprint. But we're going to be safer and more secure. And you can bet our president's going to make it where we don't have to rely on overseas anymore for manufacturing here for our medical needs. But there will be a different thing where, because it might be one of those things you have to live with this. you know, we got that drug that does work, and we have, you know, the big cure, they say, could be a year or so away. Well, we can't be without working for years, so we have to live with this. And if everybody's safe, if they know, if you have a business and you have a, there's got to be ways to go. You know, if I go, I'm in a place right now, and in another state, I'm in a hotel, and we go out and we get takeout from these restaurants. Well, I'll tell you what, everyone I know around here is going to the same place. You know why? Not because it's the best food, because it's the safest environment. They have guy on the sidewalk saying, everybody's spread out, and now I'm bringing one person in. He's getting his stuff. He goes in with a mask, his mouth covered there. Their employees have the gloves, whatever. You get your takeout. You just feel safe right now, and that's cool, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you on all of that. I love the example that you're setting for the country, and I love the positivity that you're bringing, because I think that you being up there and making the remarks that you made in the Rose Garden, these press conferences, they want to keep their hopes up. And I tell you, seeing people like you from the private sector come in, and then you got up there and you said what you said about God and your faith, it's just amazing. You really sent everybody into the weekend real nice, I have to say. And Mike, I love your products. I sleep on my pillow. My family sleeps on my pillows. We're my pillow family.
Well, thank you. And that's what people always say to me, Mike, how can you have that much passion talking about your pillow 15 years later? It's because of testimonies. It helped people. We've sold 46 million my pillows, and there's a reason for that. It's not because I'm good at talking. It's because they actually work. And
they do.
And I just enjoy helping people. And it's God gave me this platform, and I'm giving him the glory. And any way we can help is, and we're all in this together. And so it's just been a blessing. Yeah.
Amen to that. Well, Mike Lindell, mypillow.com is the website. Mike, we so appreciate what you're doing. We pray for your travels and for the safety of your employees as well. And thank you for your time today, my friend, and for filling the need that America had. God bless you.
Thanks, Ann. Yep, God bless. Thank you.
You too. Take care.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Head to DanaRadio.com for the latest videos, blog posts, and podcasts.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low.
And our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
The facts are reassuring.
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold or flu.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life,
and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
From some Democrats.
No.
We need to be honest about the American people. With the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to catch you. No, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Right, because this is New York and you're in elevators.
Wow, oh my gosh, these people. But it's Trump's fault. Trump acted. He was so mean when he imposed that travel moratorium from Wuhan, the hotspot. But he's also horrible because he acted too late. What? The masks and stuff. You mean the masks that are American companies that are in China and China won't allow them to be sent to the United States?
Yeah, those.
Those? That's Trump's fault?
Yeah.
Who? Let's see. What's the party that creates the policies that run businesses out of the country? Could it be Democrats? I'm just saying. All right, Kane, today in stupidity.
All right, Alyssa Milano was talking. So I guess us playing.
It's all you need, right?
It's all I need for this segment. So here we go.
There you go.
Right, I did my work and I spoke to Time's Up, and I just don't feel comfortable throwing away a decent man that I've known.
Oh, wait a minute. So it's believe all women until it's not.
In this, time of complete chaos without there being.
Or Gorsuch or any of them.
It's because of the D, the Democrat.
That's what it is. It's because of the D. I'm
the Democrat.
So not glad you said that.
The Democrat. What? It's the party affiliation. You need Jesus. We have a lot more. Well, actually, we don't. DanaLash.com. Back with you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.